Testing 1, 2, 3. This is a test. I am recording in the Anchor application via my Android phone, and I am testing the compatibility to see what it sounds like. As I've been trying to figure out which recording application I would prefer, I was browsing through the different options. This option seemed to be one that I could actually download. I attempted to download some of the other applications that were available, one of which was Opinion Podcast, which is a iOS-based type of application. Unfortunately, for the Opinion podcast, and as well as with the Anchor application, the downfalls are that these are not web-based, so they are, as far as I can see, these are only for the iPad, iPhone, or Android phones. I really wish that these were also available on the web so that we could also interact with them from a web-based platform. That would be a convenient tool. One of the features that I am enjoying currently with the Anchor recording is the ability to add background music. At this time, since I am beginning to explore the features and how this application works, I have not figured out. Perhaps there's a way to fade in the music and then stop it or resume it at a later time. But at the moment, I've only saw the music addition, and so that's what I've added. I like the background that I chose. I just wish that it would be able to end so that the voice would continue, or even if there was a way to adjust the sound. At this point, I still have not explored those options as well, but it is a good experience to be able to see that. And I can see how this can be a very practical application, being able to record without the need of having recording equipment at the moment. I'm sure that having professional recording equipment would make a very higher quality recording and product for podcasts, but at the same time, I can imagine for individuals that are traveling or depending on their schedule where they are, this would be a very effective and very quick way to get a recording produced and be able to share that with others no matter where they are, as long as they have access to internet and being able to broadcast this. Definitely enjoying the application as far as I have used it to this point. I'm starting to see some of the other features that are available on this application and just thinking about how I would be able to incorporate other techniques as far as editing. As I'm listening and going back through the first pieces of the recording, I am also noticing that I don't have the ability to edit as with Audacity. Audacity has the ability to remove certain spots, for example, in the parts where breathing is taking place, and also some of the shuns and some of the other techniques that we learned during the last week's lecture and information. So I wish that there was, again, a web component to this application. One of the other things that I did not mention previously was that when trying to download Anchor as well as Opinion Podcast for my iPad, unfortunately my iPad is an older version, so the software updates on my iPad do not allow for installation of either application. So I was a little disappointed in that I was not able to download these applications for my iPad. Fortunately, I was able to download this on my Android phone and able to produce this recording.